Well, the AAA is out with its most robust holiday travel forecast in a couple of years, estimating that 90 million people will travel 50 miles or more from their homes over Christmas and New Year's. That's the busiest travel time of the year. It compares with about 42 million over Thanksgiving, which comes in second. WBFO's Marion Heatherly joins us this morning with some holiday travel tips.
Over the last few years, ever since 2009, we've seen a stagnant or even a little lower number of people traveling.
But AAA of Western and Central New York Vice President Wally Smith says the holidays are the most family and friends-oriented time of the year, so people are once again making room in their holiday budgets for travel. He says the vast majority of travelers will take to the road.
About $3.60 today is the price in the Buffalo Niagara region for a gallon of gas. That's 43 cents a gallon more than it was this time last year. However, we're down from what we experienced in the spring and early summer of over $4, which I think it was $4.15. So people are seeing that, and they feel it's a little bit more affordable.
He advises road warriors to make sure their vehicle is in good working condition before taking a long trip and to keep emergency items very handy.
Some things like put an extra blanket in the trunk. There's kits you can buy with flares, even first aid kits, scrapers and things, just so you're prepared if you break down.
Of course, others will take to the skies to visit loved ones, and that will mean dealing with airport security. He really wants to emphasize that travelers don't take gift wrap packages through airport security. They'll probably end up being unwrapped, he says. So either send them in the mail or wrap them when you arrive at your holiday destination. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.